Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And it feels like the start of baseball season, and the Phillies open spring training today. And a new season also means the Philly Fanatic is going to be getting a minor makeover. The iconic mascot's new look is expected to be unveiled at tomorrow's game in Clearwater and comes amidst the team's legal battle with the Fanatic's creators. But what do fans think? KYW's Hadas Kuznet stopped by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly to find out.
There's a lot of anticipation for the reveal of the Philly Fanatic's new look.
I'm against it. It's nuts.
That's Phillies fan Joe Finelli of Phoenixville, who seems to echo the sentiment of many who don't want to see anything change as a result of the Phillies' copyright feud with original mascot designers Wade Harrison and Bonnie Erickson.
Somebody has to do something to make this stop.
Intellectual property attorney Peter Wakayama breaks down the dispute.
H&E takes the position that it was a sole developer. The Phillies, on the other hand, are taking the position that they were also a contributor to the creation of the mascot, and that as a result of that, they were also a what's called under the law a co-author, and therefore a co-owner in the copyright.
Now, there is a possibility that if there is no agreement after this season, there might be no more Fanatic.
A lot of people go to the games to watch the Fanatic.
Rights to the Fanatic were purchased by the Phillies in the 1980s, but artists are allowed to renegotiate their rights after 35 years.
They probably should just make a deal. Just make a deal and keep him the way he is.
Because you love him.
I do.
In South Philadelphia, Hadas Kuznets, KYW News Radio.